look at this passage in Hebrews 5:8 again. Pardon me. He learned obedience through the things he suffered, even though he was the Son and he was without sin. He had to learn obedience. Let's break this open a little bit more. Okay. A son is the offspring of men, generally in a male child. Okay. So he was a son, capital S. He was a son of God. Yet he learned obedience. Obedience means compliance and submission. Its obedience is rendered to anyone's counsel, and obedience shown in observing the requirements of Christianity, hearkening by obedience to obey. You need to obey. And when we learn, mathano, to be appraised, to increase one's knowledge, to be increased in knowledge, to hear and be informed, to learn by use of practice, to be in the habit of and accustomed to. It means to learn, to understand God's ways, to be trained by them, to continue on in them. And how did he learn obedience? By the things he suffered. Pascho. To be affected or have been affected, to feel, have a sensible experience, to undergo. In a good sense, to be well off, in a good case. In a bad sense, to suffer sadly, be in a bad plight of a sick person. To experience, to feel these passions, to suffer. And then he was perfected. He was made perfect. Telio. To make perfect, completely, thoroughly, accomplish, finish, bring to an end. To complete, add what is yet wanting, in order to render a thing full, to be found perfect, to bring to the end, propose, to accomplish, bring to a close or fulfillment by event of the prophecies of scriptures. So he fulfilled through his obedience by the things that he suffered. He suffered as a man. But he was God. He was perfect. He was without sin. And thereby he learned obedience through the things that he suffered. Now, let's... that's an interesting scripture. Let's go here to... I think it's Job 6:45. Oh, no, I'm sorry, it's John. In John 6:45, it says, it is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that has heard and has learned of the Father comes unto me. So you have to hear and be instructed, perfected, being taught. You have to listen to this instruction and learn of the Father. You will come to Jesus. You will come to Jesus. All right. Let's look at what James says in this passage here. James 1:12-17. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil. And Jesus proved that. He went through temptations in the inauguration of his ministry. He was tempted by Satan after he was fasting, and he did not fail. he resisted. Neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust conceives, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, who with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow or turning. I am the Lord, I change not, he says. He's consistent with who he is and his dealings with men. This is the Lord our God. Now, so here we learn that God doesn't tempt us. We are tempted by our own flesh and our own lust, and Satan tempts us. Now I want to look at in Ephesians chapter 4. This is a lengthy passage in Ephesians 4, 20 and 32, in which we will expound on this concept.